We have State Senator John Jagler joining us. He represents the 13th State Senate District. And John, I know that candidates for office this fall are out there circulating nomination papers. Do you plan on another run for another four-year term?
Yes, Bob, I'd be honored to serve the 13th Senate District again for another term. I am out circulating nomination papers, and I know there have been lots of retirements in the Assembly, lots of retirements in the State Senate. I'm not quite ready to hang it up, but I'm looking forward to serving another term, and hopefully the voters will put me in that position in November.
Okay, so just to remind us, you started out in the State Assembly.
I did, yes. I served in the State Assembly. And I was in the Assembly starting in, my first term was in 2012 is when I was elected. I had a five-way primary and won that, and then just kept on winning, thank goodness, and thanks to the support of the voters. And then when State Senator, then Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, won his seat in Congress, the seat became vacant. It was an open seat, and I ran for that to replace him and finish his term, and then I ended up winning another term as that. So this would be my technically the second full year, four-year term that I'm running for in November.
Okay. What else should we ask you about that? Do you have any opponents yet that you know of?
I believe so. Yep, we have an independent, I believe, is trying to get on the ballot, and then a Democrat is trying to get on the ballot as well, and you know, it's just one of those things. We'll cross those bridges when we come to it. But I'm hopeful that the voters will approve of, you know, give their nod to me one more time and put me back into the Senate in come January when we get sworn in again. So it's just, you know, it's campaign time, and like I said, it's hard to see right now. A lot of colleagues and former colleagues in the Assembly and Senate have decided to turn it up and be done, and that's always difficult to see. But you know, new faces are not necessarily a bad thing either. So look forward to meeting the new colleagues as we continue on and go through this process of going out. And it starts with those nomination signatures. That's always, we have to get 400 in the Senate, 400 valid signatures, and that's always, you know, it's a tough task, but we got a crew up to it. And we've had good supporters and a good team, and I'm sure we'll get it done and then move on to November.
You know, I think the last time we talked to you, we asked you if there was going to be a special session. Is that still a possibility?
It is. It is, Bob. You know, we're still holding out hope that we can come to some type of an agreement and return the budget surplus back to the taxpayers rather than have it sit there until we come back and pass another budget next year. So, you know, we're still holding out hope. I know the governor has been meeting with the Senate leaders and meeting with the Assembly leaders. And hopefully by sometime, maybe next week, something will be announced. We're looking at multiple ways of giving that back. The last time I had heard, the negotiations included a package that had no tax on tips, no taxes on overtime, some form of rebate check going back to taxpayers, $600 for families, $300 for individuals. That would be immediate relief. Checks would go out pretty quickly. And then some type of property tax relief, which you wouldn't see until you know, next year or when you pay your property taxes in December. But certainly some type of property tax is part of the package too. So it's a combination of things. And I guess, you know, doing that, that's how you build consensus and support, when hopefully there'll be enough support there, something, a package that I can support, and we can move on and get some of that money back to the taxpayers. It does no good sitting in Madison right now. We know that you know how to spend it better than we do. So I look forward to voting for it. I just hope we can come up to some type of agreement. Governor Evers, you know, is in a strange position. He's on his way out. He's a lame duck governor, not running for reelection. And I know he's motivated to, he knows it's better to get that dollars back out of Madison and into the taxpayers' hands, and I hope we can come up to some type of agreement.
Now, talking about tax relief, there was tax relief for retirees, right, this past tax season?
Yeah, it's one of those things that was in the budget. You know, we passed the budget quite a long time ago, and it didn't get much headlines at the time, or if it did, it was kind of buried. And I had someone come up to me when I was out getting nomination signatures the other day and said, "Hey, thanks for the break." It was a retired couple. And I was like, what do you mean? And, oh, the retirement income break. And I was like, oh, yeah. You know, it's one of those things where I was glad to vote for it, glad we got it done. But I was talking specifically about a break where, you know, retired folks, any full-time Wisconsin resident, 67 and older, can now subtract up to $24,000 of their eligible retirement income from their state taxes. And you were talking like your 401k, a qualified pension plan, a private pension, even an IRA, you know, $24,000 of that would be subtracted from what you do. And what it translated to is for an average retired couple, savings of $705 for a person and $1,200 for a couple that they were getting, you know, right back. That's pure tax relief when they got their tax returns earlier this month. And they were quite pleased with that, and that was a very good step. I know we would have liked to have even gone farther. I would have liked to have gone farther and made even more of retirement income, all of it, if possible, non-taxable. And hopefully that's something we can talk about next year when we get back in and look at the budget negotiations. But it's just one of those things, Bob, where, like I said, it gets kind of buried. It got buried in the news. But when people start to see it, they're like, oh, wow, why did I get a tax return? Or why was my tax return bigger this year? And, yeah, we did that. That's a very good thing. So it was a good reminder that, some of the things in Madison that we all, everyone complains about, I mean, this is something that was signed into law by Governor Evers with the budget. It was a bipartisan agreement, and people started to see it. And as we always say, they know how to use their money better than we do in Madison.
Didn't the federal government do something similar, a tax break for retirees?
Yes, they did. This kind of mirrored that. Federal government did do the same thing. Other states are starting to follow. But as you know, you look at other states, full income, or, you know, tax breaks for seniors. That's why we had to stop the hemorrhaging of folks leaving our state, retirees leaving our state, or doing the thing where they go to Florida and keep their, you know, Florida residency for a long enough period of time, but, you know, come back in the snowbirds. We need to keep them here, make them Wisconsin taxpayers. And that's part of this, the agreement says you had to be a full-time resident here. So you couldn't, you know, snowbirds wouldn't necessarily benefit because they're already getting the break because they have a Florida address where there is no retirement income, no tax on income. So that's trying to make us a little bit more competitive, keep our people here.
Okay. I noted that there was one of your bills was signed into law by the governor.
Yeah, I actually had two bills signed into law by the governor in the last couple of weeks. One of them stemmed from a Capital Times investigation on allegations of misconduct involving specifically teachers in our school systems, where they would be accused of a misdeed, and the Capital Times discovered that rather than have this investigation proceed to a full level with some type of punishment, what they would cut deals with the teachers is saying, you know what, why don't you suspend your teacher's license, quit, and then the investigation will go away. And the Capital Times discovered that those teachers were popping up in other districts. And so we wrote a bill and it got signed into law by the governor in the last couple weeks that has a database available that shows the outcome of those investigations. So you can't just, if a license is turned in, it has to show why. It can't just be a mystery, and these people can't just keep moving around and being predators in other districts. So it was a series of bills that actually got signed into law because of that Capital Times investigation. A little bit of good journalism leading to good legislation, including the definition of grooming that is now part of the state law. That was one of the bills. And the other bill that was signed in by the governor had to do with truth in planning when it comes to, this is aimed at specifically at helping the affordability, the housing crunch, where a municipality's comprehensive plan has to match up with their zoning. So if they have an area that they deem that they want to have a housing development on someday, you have to have the zoning match up, because if there's a delay, delay is what kills projects, and builders want certainty. They don't want to, like, propose and design and come up with a housing plan, and then all of a sudden have the municipality say, oh, no, it's not zoned for that, even though their comprehensive plan, which they're required to have, said it's zoned for residential. So it just makes sure that there's some assurances there that the comprehensive plan and the zoning plan matches up, and that leads to a faster process and gets homes built faster.
Senator Jagler, thank you for joining us this morning.
You bet. Anytime. Nice talking to you, Bob. Have a great day.